Challenging yourself. 1. Using a dictionary. A dictionary can be a very valuable tool for anyone who is learning a language. Reading. 1. Words for production.
Division. Housewife. Graduate. Desire. Cram. Untrained. Textbook. Granddaughter. Differently. Accomplish. Edit. Consider.
2. Words for recognition.
Schoolhouse. Copyright. Americanize.
3. Phrases and expressions.
Work as. Keep house. So that. In order to. Make a living. Of all ages. In the same way. Instead of. At the age of. Come out.
Noah Webster and the First American Dictionary. Noah Webster was born on October 16, 1758, in the West Division of Hartford, where his father farmed and worked as a weaver. His mother was a housewife. Noah and his two brothers, Charles and Abraham, helped their father with the farm work. Noah's sisters, Mercy and Jerusha, worked with their mother to keep house and make food and clothing for the family. Few people went to college at that time, but Noah loved to learn so much that his parents let him go to Yale, Connecticut's only college. Noah graduated in 1778. He desired to go on to study law, but his parents could not afford to give him more money for school. So, in order to make a living, Noah taught in Glastonbury, Hartford, and West Hartford. Later, he studied law. Noah did not like American schools. Sometimes 70 children of all ages were crammed into one-room schoolhouses with no desks, poor quality books, and untrained teachers. Their books came from England. Noah thought that Americans should learn from American books. So, in 1783, Noah wrote his own textbook, A Grammatical Institute of the English Language. Most people called it Blue-Backed Speller because of its blue cover. For 100 years, Noah's book taught children how to read, spell, and pronounce words. It was the most popular American book of its time. Ben Franklin used Noah's book to teach his granddaughter to read. When Noah was 43, he started writing the first American dictionary. He decided to write it because Americans in different parts of the country spelled, pronounced, and used words differently. He thought that all Americans should speak in the same way. He also thought that Americans should not speak and spell just like the English. Noah used American spellings like color instead of the English color, and music instead of music. He also added American words that weren't in English dictionaries, like skunk and squash. It took him over 27 years to write his book. Noah accomplished his dictionary in 1828, at the age of 70, and the first American dictionary came out. It had 70,000 words in it. Noah did many things in his life. He worked on copyright laws, wrote textbooks, Americanized the English language, and edited magazines. When Noah Webster died in 1843, he was considered an American hero. Further reading. 1. Words for production.
Unknown. Record. Origin. Various. Formal. Informal. Section. Nephew. Jeep. Parrot. Bat. Narrow. So. Kangaroo. Mosquito. Airspace. Impolite. Rude. Shallow. Helpful. Helpless. Garbage. Horrible.
2. Words for recognition.
Context. Clue. Usage. Historical.
3. Phrases and expressions.
Bold type. In bold print. Apart from. Look up. Make out. Make up. Make sure.
Using dictionaries. A. General ideas. There comes a time when context clues and knowledge of word parts are not enough to help you understand an unknown word's meaning. That usually means a trip to the dictionary. The dictionary is more than a record of a word's meaning. It gives information on the word's origin, its various meanings, pronunciation, part of speech, spelling, synonyms and antonyms, and its formal and informal usage. In almost all dictionaries, the main word appears in bold type and is divided into syllables by dots. What follows in brackets are the pronunciation symbols. Next, the word's part of speech is abbreviated. Then, N means noun. It's important to understand what part of speech a word is so that you can use it correctly. Then, definitions are given, and the bracketed section that appears after the definition provides the word's etymology or its historical origin. Finally, in bold print, the spellings of the word, when it is used as other parts of speech, are given. B. Information in a dictionary. Apart from the meaning of a word, we can look up many things in the dictionary. 1. Pronunciation. E.g. nephew, cheap, parrot, bat. 2. Part of speech, e.g. narrow, adjective, so, verb, kangaroo, noun, shortly, adverb. 3. Some special grammatical features, e.g. mosquito, countable, airspace, uncountable. 4. Common collocations, e.g. do housework, not make housework. 5. Phrasal verbs or sentences, e.g. make, make out, make up, make sure. 6. Antonyms, if there are any, e.g. polite, impolite, rude, deep, shallow, helpful, helpless. 7. Synonyms, if there are any, e.g. rubbish, garbage, horrible, terrible. We can also find other types of information, such as pictures, common errors, etc.